This is the English Programme. You can contact us, if you so wish, on the old Twitter-rooney, twitter.com/EnglishRadio. If you are a fan of cinema and sort of films and everything, then you'll be, I think, interested by this next piece we have here, because on this day, all the way back, what was the, I've lost it now. I'm always doing this. History of cinema. On this day, 20th of May, 1891, that's a long time ago, that is, the first public display of Thomas Edison's prototype kinetoscope. Let's find out what this kinetoscope is. Looking at the picture, doesn't look that great, but I'm sure it's better than what it looks like. It's functions. Anyway, it was an early motion picture exhibition device. Though not a movie projector, it was designed for films to be viewed individually through the window of a cabinet housing its components. The kinetoscope introduced the basic approach that would become the standard for all cinematic projection before the advent, even, of videos. That's the thing. If you invent anything which is not video, it's doomed, isn't it, really, quite frankly? Sorry, I've just invented video, much better. It creates the illusion of movement by conveying a strip of perforated film. Imagine doing that next Christmas. Oh, television's rubbish as always. Let's get out the thing which has a movement by conveying a strip of perforated film. Oh, sounds jolly good. I think not. So, it bears sequential images, it's like one by one, isn't it, next to each other or something, over a light source, like a little, I don't know, like a little candle or something, with a high-speed shutter. So it's pretty modern, it's got a high-speed shutter. I had to wait ages before my first camera with a high-speed shutter. It was first described in conceptual terms by US inventor Thomas Edison in 1888. All the eights there. It was largely developed by his employee, William Kennedy Laurie Dixon. But of course, Edison gets the credit, which is always the case in these situations. Dixon and his team at the Edison Lab also devised the kinetograph, an innovative motion picture camera with rapid intermittent or stop-and-go film movement. I used to have a camera that was stop-and-go, had a fault in it though, that was why it was stopping and going all the time, to photograph movies for in-house experiments and eventually commercial kinetoscope presentations. It's pretty cool stuff, this, actually. On the 14th of April, 1894, the first commercial exhibition of motion pictures in history was given in New York City using 10 kinetoscopes. Instrumental to the birth of American movie culture, the kinetoscope also had a major impact in Europe. Its influence abroad was magnified by Edison's decision not to seek international patents on the device, facilitating numerous imitations of and improvements on the technology. I think it's called open source, I believe. In 1895, Edison introduced the kinetophone. My goodness, he's going crazy with all these different things. Which joined the kinetoscope with a cylinder phonograph. Film projection, which Edison initially disdained as financially non-viable, soon superseded the kinetoscope's individual exhibition model. Many of the projection systems developed by Edison's firm in later years would use the kinetoscope name. So there we go. It's pretty cool. In the history of cinema, the first public display of Thomas Edison's prototype kinetoscope. It was on this day, 20th of May, 1891. What do you think about that, Pilar? It's pretty cool, isn't it? All this modern technology. There's a museum here at the university which has all the old computers, all the Spectrums and the Commodores and things. The one thing they haven't got is a BBC Micro. Anyone listening who has an old BBC Micro, our local university is looking out for one. Just thought I'd mention that. Anyway, moving on. You can contact us, as always, at stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. Or, if you prefer, go to our blog for more info. Englishradio.blogspot.com.